two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Where KSL offers Utah deeper insights on the news.
Host Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason
and elevates the conversation on issues crucial to our community.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Be ready, Utah.
KSL is partnering all year on emergency preparedness with Be Ready Utah to bring you this important information. Weather, of course, is in the news. Obviously, as we watch what is happening with hurricanes heading towards Florida. And, of course, at the moment, we're all kind of enjoying our not too hot, not too cold. Everything's just right. Fall weather here in the state of Utah, which, of course, won't last forever. Winter will be upon us soon. And all of the challenges that come with weather can be it. And so I think there are great lessons to learn, not only in what's happening in Florida, but what we need to prepare for here in the state of Utah. Really pleased, as always, to have Wade Matthews, Public Information Officer at Utah Department of Public Safety, joining us. And we wanted to get in today, Wade, talking about weather. When the weather turns bad and things shift, which we know it can do in about a nanosecond here in the state of Utah, it seems. What should we be thinking about as we think about weather?
Yeah, it does change at a moment's notice. And that's kind of the important thing, though, is when you're starting to head out into the outdoors for all the activities that we do, spring, summer, fall, winter, know what the weather is going to be like. Be familiar with the weather forecast. Have that knowledge with you. And then, you know what are the protective actions for the bad weather situations. You know, if we are faced with a lightning storm, when thunder roars, go indoors. Or if you're outside, in other words, get into a low depression in the ground and away from tall buildings and just kind of curl up in a ball and on the balls of your feet so you're touching the ground as little as possible. If you're faced with flooding, turn around, don't drown, go to higher ground. If you're told to evacuate immediately, like for wildfire or something like that, don't wait. And then know first aid. So I think if you have knowledge is power. Those are the things to know before you head out into the outdoors where you might be facing that weather.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and especially as we're looking at these seasonal changes, you can go out for what you think is just a really beautiful, nice fall hike and suddenly find yourself in a really brutal storm, even some snow mixed in. And suddenly you've gone from, you know, being sweating and hot and suddenly you're freezing wet and cold. What are some of the other things that will help us? You talk about that knowledge is power. Opportunity always favors the prepared. How else should we be prepared when we're going out into the potential weather?
Yeah, this time of year, weather could change at any time. Be prepared with rain gear or cold weather gear. You may end up getting stuck overnight up on the mountainside. And it's hot in the daytime, but temperatures can drop really cold at night. And have, you know, a sleeping bag or a blanket or something like that, a fire starter kit that you might be able to start a fire with to stay warm with, flashlight, and definitely some extra food and water.
Yeah, and it's I want you to go back through that quick hit list you gave in terms of lightning, flood. Those are all just such great reminders. Those are all things we ought to be talking to our kids about, because often what we end up with in those scenarios is suddenly we're in that panic moment. We're not prepared, and we react rather than choosing to do something that's going to help keep us safe.
Right. I think one of the most important things in any of our family or individual disaster planning is knowing protective actions. And that's what that list is. It's protective actions for the dangers that we face. And specifically for outdoors dangers, we're talking about, you know, being outdoors, knowing the protective action for lightning. Lightning is one of the deadliest natural hazards in the state. A lot of people can be killed or injured by lightning. And knowing, you know, when we start hearing that thunder, lightning is not far behind it. And yeah, up in the mountains and out in the desert, there's no indoors to go to. But like I say, just curl up in a ball on the balls of your feet, get as small as you can and low as you can to the ground. Mm-hmm. So you're not like a big lightning rod. And that can kind of protect you from being struck by lightning. But we say when thunder roars, go indoors. If we can remember those things, then we don't panic, like you say. We already naturally know what to do, like turn around, don't drown when we're faced with a flooding situation. Don't panic, just fall back on that protective action we've learned.
So important, such critical conversations to have. We talked about gear. Let's talk for just a minute about kind of the emergency kit, things we ought to have in our cars or things we ought to have in our backpacks if we're going out into the weather.
Yeah, so definitely you want to take a flashlight. If you get stuck at night, a way to signal, you have a fire starter kit. You can start a fire to keep yourself warm. If you may plan on a day hike, but it could turn into an overnight situation. If you've got a little day pack on that you could put a blanket in there, jacket, some rain gear, a pair of gloves, something like that. One other thing to consider when you're heading out into the outdoors, any season again, is a new thing. It's a couple years old now. It's the Utah Search and Rescue Assistance Card. Mm. It's a program that we have at the state. The people can go to rescue.utah.gov and purchase either an individual or a family card, which would cover you financially in case you ever end up being rescued by search and rescue, and which you could be charged for. You know, if they determine that kind of you're at fault or whatever, you may be charged some of the expenses of a search and rescue effort. But if you have this Utah Search and Rescue Assistance Card, those fees would be covered. Again, that's at rescue.utah.gov.
So important and such critical information for us to have. Wade Matthews, the Public Information Officer at the Utah Department of Public Safety. Wade, anything else we should be thinking about, especially with this fall? And eventually we're going to have to roll from this beautiful fall into winter.
Yeah, now's probably the time to start winterizing, really, before it gets too cold to be out there winterizing the home, winterizing the car, that type of thing. It's going to be here before we know it.
All right. Fantastic information as always. Wade Matthews, Public Information Officer at the Utah Department of Public Safety. You've been listening to KSL Emergency Preparedness Series, Be Ready Utah. Have questions about emergency preparedness? You're not sure where to start on any of that? You can find the answers at beready.utah.gov. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to step aside just a smidge early here, get one final break in. We'll come back with some final thoughts. We'll pick up our conversation with some international religious freedom conversations. Coming up next, stay with us here on Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.